I would like to thank the devotees sincerely from the bottom of my heart for giving me this opportunity to say something today which is pleasing to the Lordship, to Lesa Prabhupada and all the gathered Vaishnavas. I know very well that I am not qualified, but somehow or other, at the request of devotees, I'm going to attempt to say something which is pleasing, which is useful, which is relevant. So I seek your blessings. Thank you. So today I've been asked to speak on Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 8, Text 33. Before I come to the verse itself, this is a wonderful chapter praised by Queen Kunti, which are really exalted and beloved by devotees for thousands of years. So the setting is that Mother Kunti is offering this prayer to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna, as he is about to depart for Dwarka following the end of the Kurukshetra war. I think you are all aware of the background, but nevertheless, it's my duty to just give a brief background as to what is this about the Kurukshetra war. Lord Krishna is Queen Kunti's nephew. He is the son of her brother Vasudev. Yet, despite this conventional tie, she knew very well that Sri Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead who has descended to the material world to get rid of demoniac elements and to establish righteousness. So Sri Krishna had also revealed this to Queen Kunti's son Arjun when he spoke the Bhagavad Gita on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, when he said, whenever and wherever there is a decline in religious practice or descendant of Bharata and a predominant rise of irreligion at that time, I incarnate myself in order to deliver the pious and annihilate the miscreants, as well as to re-establish the principal religion. I advent myself millennium after millennium. So now Krishna has achieved his purpose of annihilating the miscreants and install King Yudhishthir on the throne to establish a reign of righteousness. And he also, at that time, consoled the warriors of the slain relatives. The relatives of the slain warriors. So now, this is the time that Krishna is about to depart. He's on his chariot to Dwarka, and Queen Kunti approaches him with the immediate intention that maybe he can stay a little longer and help us to protect us from the reprisal that would surely follow because of the war that had just ended. So she says to Sri Krishna, "Oh my Lord, are you leaving us today? Although we are completely dependent on your mercy and have no else to protect us, when all kings are at enmity with us." This is in verse 37 of this chapter. So, by this prayer, it's not that Kunti Mata is just thinking of herself. Rather, in a previous verse, she has said that she would like to have those sufferings again and again, so that she will increase her devotion to the Lord and bring her ultimate liberation. Because she says, "My dear Krishna, your Lordship has protected us from poison cake, from a great fire, from cannibals, from the vicious assembly, from sufferings during our exile in the forest, and from the battle where great generals fought. I wish that all those calamities would happen again and again, so that we can see you again and again. For seeing you means we no longer have to see repeated births and deaths. This is from the same chapter, verses 24 and 25. So here we have a wonderful devotee in the form of a female person who is revealing her innermost emotions, full of love, and these verses have a very profound philosophical and theological penetration of the intellect. She had genuine love for the Lord, and this is why she spoke these wonderful prayers. In other words, she says, O Lord of Madhu, as the Ganges flows to the sea without hindrance, let my attention be constantly drawn upon you without being diverted to anyone else. This is in verse 42 of the same chapter. So I thought I'll come to the verse itself just now, but I was reading the verse and the purport is very small, so I was wondering what I should speak about, because I need to draw some inspiration, some theme that I can do from this particular verse. So I've taken the liberty of reading the book Quittings of Queen Kunti, and this particular verse is on chapter 16, which is entitled Returning to Our Natural Consciousness. So I'll try and dwell on that theme of returning to our natural consciousness in my class. Queen Kunti is glorified by Srila Prabhupada in this particular book, The Teachings of Queen Kunti, in chapter 3, which is entitled The Most Intelligent Woman. Srila Prabhupada says that women are blessed by the Lord because they believe at once in the superiority and all the almightiness of the Lord, and thus they offer obeisances without reservation. The Lord is so kind that he does not show treasure only to the ones who are great philosopher. He knows the sincerity of purpose. So Srila Prabhupada goes on to explain that women generally assemble in great number in any sort of religious function. In every country and every sect of religion, it appears that women are more interested than the men. So he concludes that particular paragraph by saying that this simplicity of acceptance of the Lord's authority is more effective than showy and insincere religious fervor. So all glories to the ladies. So now today we have this verse, text 33, translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. Others say that since both Vasudeva and Devaki prayed for you, you have taken your birth as their son. Undoubtedly, you are unborn, yet you take your birth for their welfare and to kill those who are envious of the demigods. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. It is also said that Vasudeva and Devaki, in their previous birth as Sutapa and Prishni, underwent a severe type of penance to get the Lord as their son. And as a result of such austerities, the Lord appeared as their son. It is already declared in the Bhagavad Gita that the Lord appears for the welfare of all people of the world and to vanquish the asuras or the materialistic atheists. I was trying to find some information about Queen Kunti's prayers, and obviously I went onto the internet and tried to find something relevant, something that I could use in my presentation today. So it was very interesting. I saw on one of the websites that at the time Prabhupada was not well, his health was deteriorating. He asked Brahmananda Prabhu to recite these wonderful prayers. This particular information is given in the Back to Godhead magazine of May-June 2014. So it shows how wonderful, penetrating, and deep these prayers are. and how our founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada, placed great importance in these prayers, because he found them to be a source of great transcendental solace at the time that his health was deteriorating. Similarly, when Srila Prabhupada arrived in Boston Harbor and he recited those wonderful prayers on the Jaladuta, he ended that prayer by saying that he had firm faith in the holiness of Krishna. So this is a wonderful example. It is really impossible to calculate or gauge the unlimited mercy that Srila Prabhupada has brought to the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu to this world. It is really wonderful. So now, it behooves on all of us to try and follow the example that Prabhupada has set, that we have to follow the path of Krishna consciousness, because there may be other paths which lead us back to Godhead, but this is the one that we have a lot of information about. We have the example of the previous acharyas. So Prabhupada is very firm in his conviction that we should be Krishna conscious at all times. We should not return to the material, you know, if we follow this path sincerely. So in this way, if we repeatedly think of Krishna, talk of Krishna, tell others about Krishna, in that way we were sure to benefit, because this is a transcendental loving service to the Lord. But he also points out that on the other hand, if we get a little comfortable with our material circumstances and somehow forget Krishna, then we have to come back and suffer for those karmas. So this is also the instruction of Kunti Mata. But she repeatedly, she says to Krishna, please give me those troubles again and again so that I may remember you constantly. Because the aim was to remember the lotus feet of Sri Krishna, which are the source of all pleasure for everyone in this world and in the universes. Yeah, it is interesting. I was also looking at another website for this particular topic, and in this particular book, chapter 11, The Touch of Superior Energy, Srila Prabhupada is writing about the material condition of life. He says that this liberation is open for everyone. It's not that it is open for only Arjun, because he spoke the Gita to Arjun in the Battle of Kurukshetra. He clearly says the Lord is available for everyone. So when he says, Sarva Dharmam Parijata Mam Ekam Sharanam Vraja, give all of the duties and surrender to me, he's speaking not only to Arjun, for all the mankind to follow from that moment onwards. So it is relevant to everyone, not only in our lifetime, but at least certainly for the next 10,000 years, as predicted by the Acharyas. So I think we have a wonderful opportunity to follow this wonderful path. We came to London over 20 years ago for the education of our sons. And I have to be honest, I didn't know who was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Even in India at this time, many people don't know about him. But my family, my wife and I and our family are so grateful that some other devotees came into contact with us, and gradually we learned who Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is. So it is something that we value greatly, and you know, we would like to follow on this path. the blessings of devotees and to serve the devotees with love and devotion. So, yeah, Prabhupada was emphasizing the point about the body, because generally people don't have that knowledge that we are not the body, but we are the spirit soul, but somehow or other we've got into this material condition. So human body, he has said many times in his lectures, in his books, that actually we are in a disease condition, and if a person is not well, he requires appropriate medication and care. Similarly, in order to connect to the spiritual, we need spiritual medication, which is the mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It is really wonderful, but because when Prabhupada went to the West, specifically in New York and then San Francisco, the Ma Mantra and the Prasadam were the transcendental objects which transformed the lives of those wonderful devotees, who were not devotees at that particular time when he met them, but somehow or the other, you can see the transformation that we have. We have some wonderful devotees who believed in Prabhupada and carrying on his mission very nicely all over the world. So, it is really wonderful. Prabhupada has given so much information. I myself have taken up the Bhakti Vaibhav course, as my teacher, Param Karuna Prabhu, will tell. I'm trying my best to understand the Bhagavatam, because it has been lying in the shelf for nearly 10 years, and I thought, this is supposed to be the cream of Vedic knowledge. So what am I doing about it? Am I just going to look at it and just say thank you? So somehow or other, I thought, let me do something, because if I perhaps take this course and be a little serious about my Krishna consciousness, then I will certainly gain something. So I'm trying my best to understand the Bhagavatam. So Prabhupada, in this book here, Teachings of Queen Kunti, he describes that there are natural divisions in human society. There are people who are swan-like, just like the swans, who engage in Krishna consciousness. And there are others who are crows, like crows, who take to material enjoyment as the goal of life. So I think the Prabhuji yesterday gave a wonderful class, and he touched on the advent of Sri Krishna, which has two purposes: to protect and satisfy the devotees and to annihilate the demons. But of course, Krishna doesn't need to come. He can use his material energy, which is extremely powerful, which can kill millions of people. But nevertheless, in answer to the prayers of his sincere devotees, he comes and performs his wonderful pastimes, especially in Sri Vrindavan Dham, with devotees like Yashodamayi and the Rajvasis. Now, we also know from the Shastra that the same Sri Krishna has descended as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is explained in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter 14, verse 16. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is particularly bestowed upon all fallen souls in this age the most potent method of devotional service, Sankirtana, the congregational chanting of the Lord's holy name. And whoever takes to it through the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is immediately elevated to the transcendental position. This is also confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 5, Verse 32. Krishna Varnam Tusha Krishnam Sangopangastra Parsadam Yagne Sankirtan Prayer Yajanti Hi Su Medasaha, which translates, in the age of Kali, intelligent persons perform congregational chanting to worship the incarnation of Godhead, who constantly sings the names of Krishna. Although his complexion is not blackish, he is Krishna himself. He is accompanied by his associates, servants, weapons, and confidential companions. This is really wonderful. When I was at the temple in South Node, the devotees there were helping me to, you know, somehow or other get serious into Krishna consciousness, and they pointed out this verse to me, and I kept forgetting where it was. So I used to phone the Prabhu regularly that I knew, say, please remind me of that particular verse so that I can have a look at it again and understand what it means. Jai Shishi Radha Gokulananda ki jai, Shishi Tram Sanuman ki jai, Shishi Gornitai ki jai, Chakrishra Prabhupada ki jai. I have to say that we made a very late entry into Krishna consciousness because we had no sufficient information. Perhaps we didn't even care to listen to any information that could have been available at the time when we are, you know, in Africa. But it's really wonderful to know the mercy and the magnanimity of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna himself. There is a wonderful prayer that Rupa Goswami offered. He says, Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishna Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gora Tvise Namaha, which means, I offer my respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya, who is more magnanimous than any other avatar, even Krishna himself, because he is bestowing freely what no one else has given, pure love of Krishna. This is also corroborated by Srila Lochandas Thakur, who sings Parama Karuna Bahu Dui Jana Nitai Gora Chandra. These two brothers, Nitai and Gora, are so kind that no one can compare to them. Similarly, Srila Narottam Das Thakur has sung, Rajendra Nandana Ye Sachi Suta Haila Sai Balram Hi Aila Nitai Dina Hina Yata Chila Hari Nam Udharila Tara Shakshi Jagai Matai, which translates as, just to deliver all the sinful persons of this age by propagating the holy name, Sri Krishna and Lord Balram have advented as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. Jagai and Madai are evidence of their success. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's special mission is the deliverance of all fallen souls in Kali Yuga. I say this because many years ago I heard a class by His Holiness Bhakti Charu Maharaj. He was, I think, at that time with us for Janmashtami celebrations. And he was telling us that at the end of his pastimes in Vrindavan, Sri Krishna was thinking, how will I bring all these souls to Golok Dham? Because by their pious deeds, by their, you know, they will go all to Vaikuntha, but there is no door open for them to come to Goloka, Golok Dham. So he decided he will come as a devotee and teach all the fallen souls how to come back to him. So Prabhupada's faith in Shishi Gornita is impeccable. He is always asking all of us to seek the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu so that we can become fit to go back home, back to Godhead. So this is what is Prabhupada's desire. It's not that the devotee works with the goal that I just want to go back to Godhead. I don't think that is the mood of the devotee. The devotee obviously would like to serve the Lord anywhere he chooses to place them. So here, Srila Prabhupada, in this particular chapter that I was reading, Prabhupada is requesting everyone to develop the qualities of a devotee. In the association of devotees, he emphatically states that we'll regain our natural position, which is Jivara Swarubhaya Krishnara Nitya Dasa. We are eternal servants of Sri Krishna. Just a few more words before I conclude the class. So, the mood of Prabhupada was that on the order of his spiritual master, he was asked to go beyond the shores of India and propagate the holy name to people all over the world. So, in my view, although Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Nityananda Prabhu are extremely merciful, I think Prabhupada is even more merciful than them. Because he has multiplied that by his empowerment, this causeless mercy, and it is still being evident. We can see from the wonderful stories of book distribution all over the world, especially in London at the Bhaktivedanta Manor, that somehow or the other, the holy name touched the hearts of people, and somehow their Krishna consciousness is awakened, which is lying dormant in their heart. So, talking about books, I just want to share a little bit about the wonderful show of book distribution here at Bhaktivedanta Manor. I don't know if you may know, I served Gadadhar Prabhu here, the head pujari, for some 10 years. It is through his mercy that I have come to the temple. So I am indeed eternally grateful to him. And to many of the devotees who sort of ignored my inabilities or encouraged me. But I'm so grateful to be part of the congregation here, especially these young devotees who have taken charge of the sale of book distribution at the manor. They employ a variety of ways to distribute this wonderful literature that Srila Prabhupada has brought to us all over London and indeed all over the UK. And they really understand the importance of this wonderful seva, that it is necessary to deliver this message to millions of people all over the world, but especially here at the manor. So these are wonderful, priceless gems that Srila Prabhupada has given us, and they should be distributed widely so that people can take advantage of them and go back home, back to Godhead. I'm very grateful that I'm trying to help the devotees here with that seva, and I seek your blessings that I may continue to do so for as long as I remain in this body. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.